Well, good morning, Master's Call family. We're so happy that you joined us on this beautiful Friday. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we adore you, God. We will sing, Lord, of your great love forever. With our mouths, we will make your faithfulness known through all generations. We will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself. We thank you for blessing us with this call, the Master's Call, and for blessing us with the founders, Dr. Super Fantastic, P.K. Roberts, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Pour your natural and supernatural blessings over them so that they are refreshed and overflowing with your blessings. We thank you for healing Dr. P.K. and that she is victorious during this season of bereavement. We thank you for our Artist Life International family. For the Diaz de Leon family, Godmother Dorothy Cook, the Kings of Artists, both old and new, and the Body of Christ in Artists. Thank you for the generational blessings you have given us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for every listener and speaker of the Master's Call. Open up our hearts and minds to receive your word and directives for each of us today. We love you, Holy Spirit. You are welcome here to fill this place and flood the atmosphere. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it is a Jesus joy privilege and honor to greet you on this call today, Friday. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca Thomas. I love your sweet spirit, and I love what you've been sharing, how we are to encourage one another. Amen, amen. Well, good morning to the TMC, the Master's Call. It is a joy and a privilege and an honor to greet you this morning along with Minister Rebecca. And on behalf of our co-founders, I want to say good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Minister Ada Grace, and I hail from Brooklyn, New York, via Chicago, Illinois, and I just want to take a few moments and tell you a little bit about our call this morning. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two wonderful anointed and appointed women of God, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts. We like to call her Super Fantastic Lady. Be sure to check her out on Facebook. I know she is in a season of rest now, but we so love her. And we also love our Mother Eagle, and that is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so these wonderful women along assembled a team of prayer warriors. And I want to tell you that it was based on the scripture found in the division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13. And I like to read that for you. It says, "But I cry out to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And so we start this call with prayer, as you heard Minister Rebecca prayed us, and you'll see that we will end this call with prayer. Now, I love Fridays, TGI Fridays. Thank God for Fridays, because today, every Friday since the inception of this call, we have part one of this call as well as part two. Now, first part will be our regular part of our call, but then in part two, we will take your prayer requests and praise reports live today if you are able to stay with us after part one. Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website for you, and each and every one of our calls are archived for you there. So there is a delicious spread of the Word of God that's before you, that you can always get a great word. So I invite you to go to our website. Our website address is www.themasterscall.net. And then we have an email for you. Now, today, as I said, it's Friday, so we'll be taking, no, wait. Yes, okay, I get my days mixed up. Today is Friday, yes. Today, if you can't stay on the line or there's a need in your life and you need someone to stand in agreement with you, you can send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And if you feel led to join us at the Master's Call, listen, I've been serving on the Master's Call for a few years now, and I absolutely love this ministry. There is a place for you. Perhaps you would like to greet callers, as you heard Minister Rebecca greet everybody and seat everyone in the telecommunications sanctuary, or you would like to host, which is what I am doing this morning, or perhaps God has downloaded a fresh rhema word into your belly to share with the masses. Well, I invite you not to keep that word to yourself. God gave you that word to share it, and we invite you to join us here on the Master's Call. And you can do so by sending us email, letting us know of your what you would like to be considered for, and join our team by sending an email at info@themasterscall.net, and either our wonderful prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will return, will get back to you. Now, the company that led most of us together here at the Master's Call is Artists International. And this company was founded over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. There are some exciting things going on, including an upcoming conference that is scheduled for June 10th and 11th. Artist distributors, you can check your back office. It's on Facebook. Go ahead and register now for the early bird special, and that will be in Houston, Texas. You don't want to miss it. And so if you're not familiar with artists or don't have any idea what I'm talking about, get back to the person that invited you to get on this call. Or you can also, after this call, jump on the new morning motivational call founded by our platinum president, Ms. Dorothy Cook. That number is 641-715-3865 with a PIN code or access code of 539-598-POUND. Now, our wonderful Vice President, Mr. Clement Boyd, Vice President of Sales, has joined our team of, I think it's been just a little under a month ago, and boy, has he come with some great strategies, great training, and he's been traveling to different parts of the world, training and building us up with artists. And so he has pre-recorded two wonderful calls that you can get on or have your guests or prospects get on. So the first call, we call it a sizzle call, is less than 3 minutes long. And that number is 701-801-3164. And you can get friends and family on there to introduce them to artists. You can do a three-way call with that. Then we have a business overview 24 on-demand call. And that call is about 16 or 17 minutes long. So you can dial that number. And that number is 641-715-3900 with an extension of 904-434. Now, I am about to tell you about our mouthpiece for this morning. We're so blessed to have the wonderful pastors and ministers and people who come on who love God and want to share a word with you. Now, this gentleman is no stranger to the Master's Call. We certainly esteem the man of God that he is. And our speaker for this morning is none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Derek Allen has been pastoring for the past 16 years and is the senior pastor, president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Allen married his beloved Beverly Brinsnell on June 12, 1982. And from their union, they have three wonderful children, Nigel, Clavia, and Angel. In addition, God has blessed them with a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, and three grandchildren. Amen. In May 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. He furthers his studies in the mobilization for evangelism, meeting the Muslim challenge, world mission today, effective communication, Christian leadership, and evangelizing the Hindu. In February of 1996, he attended Community Bible Institute in New York and graduated May 1990 with a certificate in theology. In 2004, Pastor Allen continues his biblical studies and received his bachelor's degree in theology, majoring in religion from the International Theological Seminary in California. Now, I can go on and on, but that's why we have a website for you to go and find out more about Pastor Allen. We do want to mention that he is an artist distributor and has a heart to help others. Well, I'm going to get on out the way because it is a pleasure, a privilege, an honor, and a delight to bring all the way to the front of the line our man of God this morning, and he is Pastor Allen. Pastor Allen, good morning, and have you made it to the line this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man of God. Take it away. The platform is yours.
Well, thank you very much. Amen. Praise God. Minister Grace from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rebecca Thomas and Dr. Witherspoon, Dr. PK, the entire family on this call this morning. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's great to be here again. Amen. Praise God. As you heard last month, I came back from Israel, just came back from Trinidad and Tobago last week. And I have to add, I have two son-in-laws, and I know if my son-in-laws are on the call, they would say, how come it's only one he has? So please add, I have two son-in-laws and one daughter-in-law, amen, four grandchildren. But that's not the point this morning. You know, I want to share from my heart with you, as I always do, but I shared a topic some time ago, and I'm kind of revisiting that in some sort of way because I sincerely believe that as families, amen, we need to be more tightly connected. I really, really have a burden for the last few months for the family, and I shared some time ago sibling rivalry, and the communication that came back was so great that folks were grateful because there were so many conflict going on in families, sibling not getting along, stepsisters and brothers not getting along, parents and children not getting along. And I am telling you, we need to understand this morning that the family is the nucleus of the community and of the church and of whatever society. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory and praise. I am grateful for another opportunity to share with your people this word this morning. I decrease and I pray that you will increase, anoint me with a special anointing, anointing that I so frequently pray for. I pray for receptive hearts this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to come from Genesis 4, and I'm just going to read a few verses. I know time is always of the essence. So Genesis 4, and it says in verse 3, in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground and an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstling of the fruit of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, God. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou didst well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And it went on and on to talk about how Cain killed his brother, and God came and confronted Cain and asked him, where is thy brother? Where is thy brother? And, you know, Cain actually was so angry and asked the question, am I my brother's keeper? And this morning, I want to go into the wood, but I want to share with you, you know, just for these few minutes, that, you know, after coming out of Israel, I felt a burden for my siblings. You know, I have three brothers and two sisters, two living in the United States, a brother and a sister, but I have, which is from my father, but my mother and my dad had four of us. And I'm saying this morning, not to talk about my family issue, but to help somebody on this call. Because, you see, sometimes we preach the word, but the word is not real. It's just things that we can recite and we can, you know, talk about. And people say, yes, it's a good word. But I want to speak to you this morning about real life, to understand that what we have is now, all the time that we have is now. And you might be on this call this morning, or maybe you might hear this call. So I'm talking to those who would listen to the replay, and you are listening to the replay at some given time, whatever time it is now for you, to understand that God has chosen you to be that person in your family who will bring peace to your family. You know, while I was on the plane coming back from Israel, I was impressed to, you know, just go to Trinidad and to meet with my siblings and just have a candid conversation. Because what happened is that we grew up kind of poor and not having some of the things of life. You know, television, when we were children, we used to have to go by the neighbor and watch through their windows. Yes, it was safe to do that then. And we did not have the luxury of having our own room and all of these things. But today we have grown up. God have blessed my family and I see the blessings on my siblings. But we do not talk. All we do is take up the phone and ask, how you doing? Is everything okay? And that's the only conversation that we have. So I came back and I was here in New York and I was doing my thing. But last week before, it just dawned on me, go to Trinidad. So I just booked a flight out of the blue and I actually went down. And I was surprised that I was there because it was not pre-planned. And I met with my siblings, and I'm saying this morning, that I was able to pull from them things that bothered them for 53 years, for all their lives. All four of us are over 50 years of age, but we never knew each other. And I'm saying to you this morning, you might be living in Alabama, in California, in New York, in whichever state, so we might be in different time zones. It takes hours to get to where our siblings are, your parents are. But I'm saying to you this morning, who might be that leader in your family, to get together with your family and share that, amen, praise God, that time with each other that you can never regain. There is a time that can never be regained. Some of you, you're carrying animosity because of something that happened, and you are so high that you do not want to forgive because they wronged you, and you are the right one, and since I'm right, I would not give in. I'm here this morning on this call to encourage you to take a second look at what happened and find a way to make the first call. Find a way to call a meeting, because the bad thing is that when someone dies, we still go. We buy the clothes, we book the flight, we find the money, and we have a funeral service, and the casket is there, but we never got a chance to share with our loved ones deep things that have haunted us for most of our lives. So this morning, I want to encourage you to do something like that, even if it's your parents and your spouse or somebody who have wronged you in your family. Don't continue to live in sibling rivalry. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 18, 18, praise God. I'm kind of going back over some of the things that I told you about. It talk about, so I'm going to come back from Proverbs, and I'm going to give you a different scenario where Joseph displayed a real love towards his brothers, despite the fact that when he was young, his brothers sold him into slavery because of their father's favoritism towards him. So understand this morning, some of the things that you and your siblings may have experienced in your life, it is not that your sibling didn't like you, but because favoritism was shown to you or them, you find that there is a jealous spirit. And this morning, in Jesus' name, I want to speak to that spirit, to say to that spirit, be gone out of our lives, that God has made us, amen, and brought us into a family that loved us. But nobody want to take the first step. Nobody want to say, listen, as we are big people now. As a matter of fact, the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, but now I become a man, not gender proper, male, female. Now I put away childish things. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, it's time to put away childish things. Oh, all we have, can I say it again, is now. We do not know. I'm telling you, I woke up on Wednesday morning to get the news that a dear pastor died the night before. I can tell you I didn't know that the pastor was sick, but I'm saying to you this morning, and I know I'm not the only one who get those surprises. You may have had your own surprise that someone that you knew, someone that you saw days before, you got the news that they are no longer with us. It might have been a family member, but you never took the time to say, come on, family, let's get rid of these things that have divided us and let us get on with our lives. I love you. I care for you. Please forgive me. I am sorry. Listen, Joseph had an opportunity, amen, to settle the score with his siblings, but instead of doing that, he showed them love. He showed them mercy. He said, amen, now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourself that you sold me hither. Oh, my God, for God has sent me, amen, ahead of you to prepare the way. Beloved ones, you may not be the firstborn in your family, but understand this morning, look at your life, look at where you are now. God has chosen you to get your family together. Is there someone out there this morning? I know you cannot hear me. I believe you can hear me, but you cannot see me to respond, but you can say, amen, I'm here. Amen. We have seen in the Bible many examples of brothers, amen, of love between brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters after sharing special bond. Amen. We saw, praise God, when Job's sons entertained, they invited their sisters. Oh, my God. But in the midst of it, we saw, amen, sibling rivalry. We saw people divided. Praise God. I'm coming down this morning. Just give me another 2 minutes or so. Amen. I gave you Proverbs earlier. Proverbs chapter number 18 and 19 vividly depicts, amen, amen, problem of children who, amen, argue with one another. Brothers offended. As they said, that the brother offended is harder done, amen, praise God, to be won than the strong city. Sometimes anger get the better of us, but I'm here this morning just to encourage somebody on this master's call this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, in order for you to live, amen, a comfortable life, a successful life, a free life, you have to get rid of the people that you carry in your heart. Somebody said it this way, your heart is so small, it's a small organ. How can you fit other people in your heart? Get rid of those things, amen, that bring you down. And understand this morning, praise God, that if you are able to find a way to together, family together, it will be worth it more than what is going on right now. Cain killed his brother. Abel did not do anything to Cain. God accepted Abel's offering, and Cain became jealous. Is there somebody on this call this morning? You are the jealous one, or someone, amen, is jealous of you. Whatever it is, you can go listen. You may have riches this morning. You may have well this morning. You may be successful. All of those things will perish. Enjoy what you have, but don't let that get the better of you, that your things replace your loved ones and your family. That's all I want to say to you this morning. I could have gone on and on, but I feel in my spirit I have something else to share, just to bring this to you to understand this morning. All the time you have is now. Fix what needs to be fixed, because we do not know when we are going to breathe the last breath, or when those folks in our lives who we need to reconcile with will breathe the last breath. So God bless you this morning, family. I just want to leave that word with you today. Get rid of sibling rivalry. Time is too short. Back to our host this morning. Back to you, host. Praise the Lord. Are you out there?
Pastor Derek Allen, God bless you. Amen. Amen. The devil is a liar. And thank you for that powerful word. Pastor Allen, while you were ministering, my call dropped twice. I apologize, TMC, but listen, I thank you for that message on sibling rivalry. It is powerful. Pastor Allen, I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but at this time, let us go before the Lord in prayer. First and foremost, Father, we want to thank you and bless your holy name for your goodness and your loving kindness. And I come against any technologically difficulties or demons that are trying to keep me off this call this morning in the name of Jesus. This call will not drop again in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the man of God who brought the word today. Bless his family, and thank you for that additional son-in-law. We got to upgrade our bios there. But we thank you, Lord, for this man of God and how he poured into our spirits. And I know this is a powerful, powerful message that needs to be heard again. So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, right now we want to lift up Dr. PK and Roberts and her family during this time of bereavement, during this time of rest. Lord, minister to our co-founder like never before. Give her that sweet peace and the joy of her salvation, knowing that you are with her and her family during this time. We want to continue to lift up the Portis family, the Waterman family, and all those that are experiencing a season of bereavement in their lives. Lord, you are the God of comfort. No one can comfort us like you can, oh God. So we ask that you do just that. Be with our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and her dearly beloved mother, Mother Josie. We thank you, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family, and we continue to call out Artist International, Artist Life. We thank you for the exciting things that are going on in Artist International. Continue, Lord, to give us that boldness and that strength, and we thank you, Lord God, for all that have come back to Artist, a new beginning at Artist International. Lord, I thank you for each and every caller on this call in the name of Jesus. You know what's on there going on in their lives, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would minister to them in a real special way. Lord, we continue to cry out to you regarding our country and everything that is going on with our next president. Lord, you have the hold the heart of the king in your hands. Father God, I can go on and on, but for the sake of time, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless the Master's Call family. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen. Now, to hear the replay for this call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085 with the same access code of 957-677-pound. Now, after this call, we're going to, after part two of this call, if you're able to remain on the line And we are going to be going into our time of prayer and praise reports. So stay on the line if you're able to. Now, the morning motivational call is about to begin. And today's topic, we're going to have a special, special guest speaker. He is a great, great man of God and his lovely wife. The Flanagans will be training. Reggie Flanagan will be training on the master's call, on the morning motivational call. And that number is 641-715-3865 with a code of 539-598-pound. You want to commit yourself to training. Now, the on-demand call, the 24-hour on-demand call, 641-715-3900, extension 904-434-POUND. Well, God bless each and every one of you for dialing into the master's call this morning. I want to thank you, Minister Rebecca, for your sweet, sweet Jesus joy spirit for opening us up, greeting us, and seating us in the telecommunications sanctuary. Man of God, Pastor Derek Allen, thank you so much for that wonderful word of sibling rivalry and how we have to love one another and make things right between one another. Thank you for that. And would you come on back and give us our closing benediction for part one? And then following Pastor Derek Allen's closing benediction for part one, the next voice after that will be that none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Come on back, Pastor Allen.
Amen. Well, we praise God this morning. And again, I am always grateful to be on the call. I really pray this morning that your hearts would be melted and reconciliation will take place. It's very, very important. As I said, it's a sincere burden that I've been carrying and looking at the church and looking at the people who are so disconnected to each other, but saying that they love God. How can we say we love God and we cannot communicate with one another? So this morning, Father, we thank you for another Friday. Thank you for another day. I pray that you will bless us even as we go forward for the rest of this day. I pray that you will hide us, O God, behind your cross. Keep us safe, O God, from harm and danger, things seen and things not seen, in Jesus' name. I want to let you know this morning that you're the head, you're not the tail. You're a victor, you're not a victim. You are destined to win. Destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. God bless you this morning is my sincere prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, man of God, for that rich, rich word. I really thank you for your transparency and truth. I tell you, we don't know. Tomorrow's not promised. And I, like you, had many calls last week of sudden homegoings. And many of us were call on God with even the homegoing of Erwin Portis, and just so many that we don't know when our last breath is, and we do need to get it right. And I just thank you for making that so crystal clear and reminding us as only you can do based on the Word of God. We love you. We appreciate you, Pastor Derek. I thank you for your love for the Master's Call family, always bringing us such a rich word. Thank you, Minister Ada, for hosting the call and pressing through. I think everybody's tower is acting crazy now and calls are dropping, but God is faithful. And thank you, Ms. Rebecca from Snailville, Georgia, for greeting and saluting all of our Master's Call family as they came on the line. And to each and every one of you, thank you, thank you, thank you for pressing to be a part of this call. And good morning. I am Dr. Vanessa, one of the co-founders of this great call that I've been privileged to serve on for almost 5.5, God, in October. It'll be 6 years that God's hand of favor and faithfulness has been with us every Friday. Since the conception of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and I have always had a heart to set aside this day for your prayer requests, for your like to hear from you. So at this time, if you would hit *6, then 1, it'll bring you into the queue, and we will be honored to join in concert with you and to pray in one accord or to hear your praise reports. We want to hear the awesome things that God is doing. You've been asking us, I know Minister Ada mentioned on the beginning of the call, to please continue to keep our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, in prayer for her health She is, I call it locked down for Jesus. God has got her where she's got to rest and stay in. She is winning her battle with double pneumonia and bronchitis and has to kind of stay in out of the elements, but getting stronger every day. So continue to keep her lifted up in your prayers. And we're just calling her the healed and the whole in Jesus' name, and to continue to pray for her Roberts family. This was another one of her husband's siblings. He was the patriarch of the family. Riley Roberts did his transition, and they had their homegoing celebration for him in Georgia on Wednesday. And I understand it was a beautiful, majestic celebration. And he lived a full life to the glory of God. He will be greatly missed in their family, in that area, and so in the AME church. So we just want to continue to keep Dr. PK lifted up, along with our own Minister Lance, with the homegoing of his brother. Continue to keep him in prayer. And all of us who've had loved ones, family, and friends who've transitioned, just to keep them covered. Pray for strength and peace for them and their families. We also are adding to our prayer list to make sure that we keep in prayer the upcoming artist meeting in Houston, Texas, June 10th and 11th at the Sheraton Hotel by the George Bush Airport. We're asking all of you to make sure you visit your back office and register. But our role as a TNC family is to saturate that meeting in prayer, to pray for those who are planning, organizing, to pray for those who desire to be there, to have the finances, the time off, all the things to be in order when they go. And we just were believing God that we know that takes the preemptive prayers to clear the way and to curse and cancel every assignment that the enemy would try to bring against that meeting. When we pray, I tell you, that's why we came back with so many powerful praise reports for Las Vegas, because we had focused faithful prayer for that upcoming meeting. And we're asking us to still do the same for this upcoming meeting and to keep definitely covered our new VP of sales, Mr. Clement Boyd. It's been an honor really getting to know him, spending quality time. He does love the Lord with all of his heart, and it's just such a blessing. I call him a gentle giant. He has truly been a blessing, and we're praying for Project 5000. We're actually ahead of the schedule in these 90 days. We started in March to bring in over 5,000 new members into our artist family, and so we're keeping that in prayer. The MMC is going to do the strategic part, but we're going to pray and bombard heaven. And so we're asking for your prayers with that. All righty, we're going to head out first to New York City. Good morning, Ms. Deborah. Welcome to our Friday's Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am sitting here. My spirit and my heart is just heavy. And to have Pastor Allen come with a word that I needed to hear, I said, God, it's only you. This has just been on my mind all this week. My mom's brother transitioned on Sunday. And I know that going for the homegoing services, I'm going to have to deal with some family issues that's really coming about because of sibling rivalry. And to have a word like this morning, I said, God, I thank you. It's only you. So I'm asking y'all to keep me in prayer. My mom is on vacation, and I chose not to bring her back because of that sibling situation. And it's okay, because she saw her brother before she left, and they had their time together, and she knew it was just a matter of time for him passing. However, there's a sister here that's the problem. So please keep me in prayer that I can temper my mouth and not say anything that's inappropriate, even if she comes at me the wrong way, and keep the John family in prayer. My uncle's name is Stephen John. Please keep us in prayer. His homegoing services will be on Sunday, and we will lay him to rest on Monday.
All righty, we've got it. And we will definitely be keeping you in prayer. And Pastor Allen is still on the board, and I know that blesses him to hear those testimonies when a choice word. I was trying to text him to tell him don't worry about time, but I was getting so caught up listening, and I'm glad he went on and finished what God had on his heart because it was truly a rhema message. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning, 7467. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Doctor. This is Camila again. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Blessed in you.
Good morning. I'm not going to complain. God is good regardless. I'm calling this morning also because the message has touched my heart. I just want to say very quickly, the sibling rivalry is real. It's been 15 years since my brother has spoken to me, and I'm 38 years old, and my brother is he's about 46 or 47, and, you know, when we were younger, I believe that, you know, he went through that, my mother having another baby thing, and he's never really had a relationship with me, and my father has been dead for years, and the last time we spoke was when my father's funeral was there, and I said hi, and he said hi back. But, you know, I'm in prayer for him. I asked you to put my brother on the prayer list today. His name is Latif Abdul Freeman, and that God will quicken his heart and convict him because my mother only have two children. It's me and him. And so I found myself over the years looking for other people and his close friends that used to be at my house. They have become my big brothers over the years, and they know our relationship. And so I don't, you know, since I'm closer to God, it doesn't sit well with me. And so I just ask that you lift him up in prayer and continue to just lift me up in prayer that I will continue to pray for my brother that one day we can be what God created us to be, you know, and at least for my mother to be able to see that, you know, while she's still here. And then also I have a friend on the line, and his name is Kevin, and he has a prayer request as well, and it's that his children's mother, Natalie, has a softening heart in allowing him to have more access to see his children. So if you can put Kevin and Natalie on the line, that God will restore and remend their relationship for those children to be able to have a relationship with their parents. And then, Dr. V, this is my last request to you. You know I called in last Friday with a praise report about my son and how, you know, with the youth program has done for him and working and going to school. Well, this Wednesday I was faced with a challenge with him. You know, he went out somewhere with his friends for about 7 hours. I didn't know where he was. Wednesday we go to Bible study. He has never, ever not came to Bible study, you know. And during that time somebody sent me a picture of my son on social media sticking his middle finger up with a lot of boys in the background with his shirt on. So I'm here to say that I know that the enemy is coming for me because he can't do nothing with me. So, he, you know, I believe he's probably trying to get to my son. So, you know, I came Friday with a praise report, and with these tears in my eyes, I'm going to keep praising God. I pray that y'all please pray for my son because I feel that all he has is the Lord. And, if he stops coming to church and being around, I know my prayers will cover him. But as a single mother, it just makes my challenge more harder for me to try to get through this in front of my two daughters without reacting. And I found myself when he came home yesterday, I didn't even want to talk to him. And I know as his mother, I can't have heart in my heart. So I ask that you all please keep our tail in deep prayer because I really want to see my son's life prosper under God. And I will push forward. I still trust God. I still praise him. I give the victory with you all today saying that I know that my prayers will not go in vain. I know that I trained up this child as he should go. And when he grows old, he won't turn away from God. But please, just keep me, Kevin, Natalie, and my son, Artel, in consistent prayer if you can. Thank you so much. And I love this prayer line, and I bless the pastor this morning for him being obedient and preaching his message that God told him to preach about sibling rivalry. Thank you, and I love artist prayer line. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we will definitely be bombarding heaven in prayer. And thank you for your transparency, sweetheart. God hears a mother's prayer, a mother's heart, and he is faithful, faithful, faithful. That's the God we serve. All righty, we're going to keep moving. What is this? 8843, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Okay, 8843, you're unmuted on our board. Make sure your phone is unmuted, please. I see you making some sound, but we can't hear you. 8843, area code 847. Okay, I'm muting you back and unmuting you again. Maybe that will help you understand. You're not muted on our end. 8843? Okay.
Good morning.
There we go, finally. Okay, yeah, we can hear you.
My name is Charlotte Johnson from Elgin, Illinois. I listen to your program practically every morning. I don't know what number I am. This is my first time doing this, but I was trying to get a prayer in. I'm asking the prayer warriors to pray. We lost our pastor at Space Church of God in Christ in Elgin, Illinois, and I just want you to pray that the Lord will send us a good, honest, Holy Ghost-filled shepherd, loving and kind shepherd to lead our church.
And so, yeah, what was your first name again?
Char Johnson from Elgin, Illinois. I'm Pastor Candy's sister.
All right.
And I have one more request. I have a daughter that's been in a probation officer for 11 years on her job, and now she's pursuing to go into a federal probation officer. And she has put in many, many applications. So I want you to pray that her applications will be answered and she will be able to pursue a job in federal probation officer. And I enjoy.
What's your daughter's first name?
My daughter's first name is Toya. Toya.
Okay, thank you.
So pray for Toya and pray for Space Temple. And I sure will appreciate the prayer warriors' prayers, and I will continue to enjoy your service each morning at 7 o'clock. Have a blessed day.
You too, and thank you so much for calling in. We're always honored to get new folks who join us. I tell you, Pastor Allen, your word this morning, you see how it just really resonated with so many on the line this morning. Are you still there, sir? I still see you on the board. Are you muted out? I was going to ask him to see if he had anything else to say. He probably is multitasking, as he often does. But I just praise God for his word this morning that was such a blessing to so many of you. And we thank God for his transparency, and that it affected and touched so many lives. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request before we go before the Lord in prayer? Because I tell you, civil robbery, we all know and have experienced that. And when he was ministering, it just hit my heart, because I remember so many times my parents were so strict with the three of us and my cousin, who's like the four of us, about getting along and how important it is, because the devil tries to come in so many times to have families at each other, because the first institution God created was not the church, it was the family. And so we have to pray for our families when the enemy has come in, and pray for that spirit of reconciliation, to pray for God to bring unity. We have to stand in the gap and decree those things to the heavens. Okay, well, no one else is coming to the queue. We're going to go on and we'll go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you this faithful Friday for such a powerful, powerful word that you have spoken to our hearts. And delivered in our spirits from your man servant, Pastor Derek Allen. Father, we lift him up. We speak back virtue into his spirit, into his heart. Father, speak blessings to his family, to his ministry, to his going out and his coming in. Cover him in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for Minister Ada. Continue to be a blessing, to just bless her life in each and every way with her husband, with her children, with her grandchildren, her mom, just all that she has poured out, pour back in even the more. And to Miss Rebecca, Father, just continuing to grow and be stretched. And we just thank you for the power of God working in and through their lives. And to these listeners who call in to hear a word from you, I thank you that the buffet table was spread today and we all feasted on an awesome meal that nourishes our hearts and encourages our mind to know that you've got a plan and you're a God who's a reconciler. You're a God who's a unifier. You're a God who is a redeemer. You're a God that is still sitting on the throne. And by your power and your anointing, you can destroy every yoke that the enemy would try to bondage, that the enemy would try to put us in. By the blood of Jesus, we decree and declare over our lives today the Jehovah Nisi victory, that we lift up our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Robertson. We remind all of heaven, earth, and hell that bronchitis is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. Double pneumonia is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her body. We thank you for sweet rest, qualitative rest, and we speak peace to her mind. And to the family with the whole going of Riley Roberts Jr., we just thank you that you bring comfort that only you can bring to that family. And we continue to extend that same comfort, Father, the shalom peace to the entire families that have seen loved ones transition to Minister Lance, to the Portis family, Father. You know them all name by name. Even the ministers that were mentioned on this call today from Pastor Allen, from our dear Sister Shaw from Elgin, Illinois, those who have had sudden loss that when we don't understand, we have to trust and depend in you. We ask you to be present and to permeate the situation. Father, we lift up this upcoming conference, June 10th and 11th. We thank you for divine intervention. We ask you to anoint and to be with Vice President of Sales, Clement Boyd, and all those who are planning in the Home Office, Teresa Cruz. You know them all name by name, person by person. We just speak the excellence, the spirit of excellence in order, even at the Sheraton Hotel, that everything comes into focus and into play, that you are glorified and the people are edified. And yes, old Slewfoot is terrorized because we marked that territory for you. Now, all those desiring to come, we just speak provision for their vision and their desire, the finances, the time off, the caregivers that are needed. Father, everything comes into order. And even as when many are pressing for higher ranks and achieving goals, and we call Project 5000 blessed. We call Project 5000 successful. We call in those you have ordained to be a part of this artist familia from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We decree and declare as we are out there in the highways and the byways, you're ordering our steps to those you preordained from the beginning of time to be a part of this special God-ordained Christian family company called Artists International, that you use to link our hearts, our destiny, and our purposes for such a time as this. Father, we thank you for Miss Deborah. We pray for her mom and the entire family with the passing of her brother, Stephen John. We just thank you for your divine intervention, and even where the rivalries have been existed, Father, we put an axe to the root. We curse that assignment of the enemy, and we release unity. We release peace. We release restoration of time, just like Joseph spoke and declared in Genesis 50, that 20th verse, devil, what you meant for bad, God is turning it around for good. Devil, what you meant to be a total and permanent rift, Spirit of the living God, ministering, warring angels, Michael, Archangel of War, warring angels, you war on our behalf. We send you on assignment to mend, to restore, to direct, to unify that which is ordained by God, which is family. Oh, Father, we just pray for the peace for the Judge family as they celebrate the life of their brother, their uncle, their cousin, their family member, Stephen. And we just thank you for the peace. And give Deborah the wisdom even as she's around her aunt and other family members. Let her word to be seasoned with your mercy and your grace. We just call a victory, a praise report forth that Deborah will give of how walls that have been built over the years will crumble by the blood of Jesus and in your divine intervention, Spirit of the living God. Father, we thank you for Camellia, mother's heart. We pray for that same reconciliation with her older brother, Latisse Freeman. Touch his heart. Touch her heart. Father, I thank you. Again, what the devil meant for bad, you turn it around for good. All those hardened places, even in his heart, the ground that needs to be plowed up in his spirit, in his heart, in his emotions. Oh, God, you till the soil of his heart and make it tender. Answer a mother's prayer that she see reconciliation between her children. Give Camellia the peace, the words, the strategies from heaven to unify this relationship. And we decree and call it in now. Father, we just thank you that you're moving in her behalf to unify this family, the first institution that you made, the first institution that you ordained, the first institution that is foundational to all of the institutions in the country, in the world, in the state, in the city, is the family. In the church, it's made up of family. So, Father, we thank you that we call that family blessed. We lift up Kevin. Oh, Kevin belongs to you. We pray for him and Natalie to work it out, to give peace in Natalie's heart so that she understands the importance of family, of a man being a part of his children's life, an earthly father pointing his children toward a heavenly father. We curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy of words that have been spoken, of actions that have caused this wall. Oh, by the blood of Jesus, we chisel it in the Holy Ghost and destroy all things that have kept them from allowing themselves to have these children growing up, spending quality time with both their mother and their father. Now, Father, I thank you that you speak to Kevin's heart. You speak to his heart, the things that he needs to say and to do. And we just speak a spirit of reconciliation for the children's sake so that their relationship allows these children to know and to grow with both of their parents in their lives in the name of Jesus. The agape love that doesn't keep a record of all the wrongs and the things that have been done, but decides by the blood of Jesus that family, delivered family, sold out to Jesus family is God's portion. Father, we pray for Camellia's son, Artel. We call out his name. We curse and cancel that spirit of backlash, retaliation, and revenge. The spirit of backlash that would try to come on a mother who just gave a proud testimony. Devil, we call you out by the blood of Jesus. Proverbs 6:31 says that when the thief is found, he has to give it back sevenfold. So, Father, we just speak that Damascus Road experience to Artel. Father, I thank you, knock him off the high horse of deception, of error, and Father, get him grounded in you, your word, your presence, and your power. Father, we sick the hounds of heaven on our tail that will bring him in, just like Saul became Paul. Our tail is your ambassador and your evangelist, and he will not follow the lust of his flesh, but he will submit to the Spirit of the living God. Father, we thank you that you corral him in by the Holy Ghost. You respond to a mother's prayers. Father, give her peace in her heart, the shalom peace, to stay focused and faithful and say only what you say about it. that he is a blessed man of God, that he belongs to you, that the devil has no dominion in his life, that we curse the assignment of the enemy over our tail at the root, and we send back that demonic behavior into the pit of hell. But we call him delivered. We call him radically saved. Father, send labors across his life, his path, that will witness and speak truth and speak life and life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. Now, we thank you for our dear sister Sean, who's praying for the pastor for the Church of God in Christ in Elgin, Illinois. Father, you have the mouthpiece with the message that you have ordained for the beginning of time for this house of praise. I thank you that you give them peace and they remember the years of service from their servant, man servant pastor who's gone on to be with you. But I thank you that you fill this void with the man of God that you choose, the man of God that you've ordained. I thank you for a peaceful transition in that church. I thank you for an orderly transition in that house of God as they pray for your pastor, your choice to come to lead the sheep in this new season. Father, we pray for favor for her daughter, Toya. You have your hand upon her life. Now, I thank you. You said the heart of the king and the ruler was in your hand, and you turn it whichever way you will. We ask you to turn it toward favor with the applications. But, Toya, you have the exact position and the exact desire of her heart. It's the godly fit for her. And so we curse and cancel every hindering, harassing, delaying spirit, and we decree the breakthrough for the career opportunity that would be a blessing for this daughter of Zion, Tanya. Now, Father, we thank you for the spoken and the unspoken prayer requests on this line today. Continue, Father, to be our Jehovah Rohi, where you're the shepherd that leads and guides us. Guide us this day. Order our steps. We thank you that you are Jehovah Yuri. You're the God that is our provider, as some call it Jehovah Jireh. You're the God that supplies our every need. We curse the spirit of lack, and we thank you for the overflow of prosperity in you. All for those who still need that healing touch on their body, we thank you for Jehovah Rapha. Pour it out, Father, in great measure. Touch us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we're healthy and whole in you. And, Father, for many who need your Jehovah Shalom, the peace of God, the Shalom peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, and full form formation with you. And we decree over our lives the Jehovah Nissi, the victory banner that we wave, that these prayers have been heard and utmost have been answered by you. So as we go out this day, as we go out this weekend, full of faith, fortified, focused to finish our course, knowing that you, God, have gone before us. You, God, have stirred up the gifts of God inside of us. You, God, have downloaded the strategies from heaven, and we are obedient and willing to walk them out. We claim the victory even now, that the journey, you're giving us the joy. Through the journey, you're giving us the peace. During the journey, you're giving us the boldness to be who you called us to be. So, Father, we celebrate who you are because we celebrate that we are your children. We know you don't have any stepchildren or grandchildren. We all are your children. So we seal this time of intercession in the blood of Jesus. We seal this time of prayer as we have bombarded heaven, knowing with pog of faith the prayer that hits the mark. Not one word, not one syllable will come back void. But, Father, I thank you in advance for the breakthroughs. I thank you in advance for the praise reports. I thank you in advance for the success in you, for each and every one on this line, for our TNC family, for our Artists International family, Spirit of the Living God. We exalt you, we honor you, we magnify you, and we give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you so much. Go out and have that awesome weekend in Christ. Look forward to hearing some of you all on the new morning motivational call, and others of you will hear you on Monday. Bye-bye, and be blessed.